Next. I'm going to go off of agenda a little bit. I'm going to swear in Sonny Pinkstaff's fire chief. Sonny, if you want to step forward.
I, Sonny Pinkstaff.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support.
That I will support.
The Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of the United States. And the Constitution of the State of Indiana.
That I will faithfully.
That I will faithfully.
And impartially.
And impartially.
Discharge all my official duties.
Discharge all my official duties.
As chief of the Vincennes City.
As chief of the Vincennes City Fire Department.
According to the law.
According to the law.
To the best of my ability.
To the best of my ability. So help me God.
Okay. Move on to approval of minutes for the May 11th meeting.
Make a motion to approve as written.
And I will second. Move on to city department head reports. Fire department.
Mr. Mayor. First, we're going to thank the city and the rendezvous, particularly Mr. Hill, for the nice festivities that they put on out there again this year. Our department helped out there with, we had firefighters on the bicycles as far as medical goes. We had trucks in and out, mainly during the battles. We also are presently working with the Parks Department, started today, tomorrow, and Thursday. I keep thinking today's Monday. We are training out at the new Rainbow Beach with them and their lifeguards, and then familiarizing ourselves with the chlorine and the tanks and just the electrical equipment that are out there. All three shifts will be going through that. So far the year, we have 960 calls, 182 as of the month of May, for an average of 7.28 calls per day. I spoke with you earlier, a couple months ago, on the issues that we have been having with Rescue 4 and the coolant issues. We are still having those issues, but we think that we, through the engineers at CAT, they think they know what the problem is. It is a gasket on the radiator. The fluid is actually leaking, but then it is vaporizing before you see any puddles or any marks on the floor itself. So we're in the process of talking with them and seeing how we're going to get that fixed. I spoke with our local rep, and he has referred me to CAT. I'm going to see about trying to get some of our monies reimbursed for our trips back and forth, taking that truck down there and back. The way I figure, we have, to date, we've used, 30 gallons of gasoline and 37 gallons of diesel, and around $300 man hours, for a total of getting close to about $500 that we have had to take out of our pocket or our budget to take that truck back and forth to Evansville. I don't feel like that we should have to pay for that, so I'm kind of in the process of talking with the rep and CAT to see if we can get some of that taken care of. We had to put new brakes on Battalion 1, which is what the shift OIC drives. Having a little bit of transmission trouble with the truck that I drive. We advertised for applications on May 15th for 1 month to June 15th. As of this date, We have not had any applications turned back in. Did have one come in this afternoon, looked to be a real promising applicant, but as of right now, we have zero turned back in. Mr. Hill, whenever I began, I wanted to thank you and Rendezvous Committee for the great festivities put on this weekend.
Well, thank you. I was going to make that statement, too. Thanks to the police and fire and the street department and the park and rec department, everybody that helped make it a successful event. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Any questions? All right, thank you.
Thanks.
Thanks.
Yeah, Animal Shelter loaned us a cart again, right? So, thank you. We didn't get it.
Next is City Inspector.
Inspector Philip Cooper from 511. I believe with the last meeting, we've had until today 109 violations, 26 grass, and 4 junk. And trying to get people to cut their grass. I know it's been, you know, if they get a letter, they call my office, complain about why they got their letter. And so we're just trying to get people to cut the grass. Some of it's been 2 or 3 foot tall on some people, and then they call my office complaining they got a bill for the city cutting the grass. So it's nice out now. I know the rain's kind of hampered a little bit of things. So, but anyway, that's the, and also the lighted house elimination program. We've got the night they're supposed to have an appropriation to get that money set up in the account. So hopefully here in a month or two, we'll be starting tearing down some houses. So
good deal.
All right. Thanks, Phil. Animal Shelter.
Hi, Laura Ariel, Vincent's Animal Shelter. So far this year, we've taken in 441 animals. We've adopted out 177, 129 of those being dogs, 48 being cats. We've returned 86 dogs to their owners, and we have sent 129 dogs out to Rescue Wagon. Right now, our current count is 48 dogs and 38 cats, but only 15 of those dogs are available for adoption. A lot of them are waiting for owners to come and pick up, or they're waiting to go to rescue. We also found out today that we got approved for a grant for $10,000 to do TNR. We have one focus area that we are going to work on for that. That's going to spay and neuter approximately 150 cats. And we're gonna focus on the area from 2nd Street to the river and from Red Skeleton Boulevard to Niblack Boulevard. We'll focus on that area first, and if we do well on that area, then hopefully we'll get more grant money to do TNR. TNR is trap, neuter, and return for stray cats. We also today got approved for a grant for $3,755, and that is for the canine influenza vaccines. PetSmart Charities wants us to vaccinate all of our dogs and booster. That's enough to vaccinate 329 dogs and to booster them all. If you've all heard about the canine influenza that's kind of in the media, they want to be proactive. Even though it's not in our area, they want to be proactive and make sure that our dogs aren't carriers of that. So they're giving us that grant. That's it.
Right. Great news. All right. Thanks, Lauren. Cemetery.
Gentlemen, Danny Wilson, the cemetery. So far in the month of May, we've had 17 funeral services in the cemetery. We've had 94 for the year, which has put us a little bit of above last year's pace. Got through Memorial Day, okay, no, didn't get beat up or anything, so everything went fine there. Hopefully we got our cemetery chiming system down to an acceptable level. So all of our, I've talked to all of our neighbors. All of them really likes it. I have no complaints from them whatsoever. So hopefully it all works out well. Also, Percolon came out and treated 5 of the big ash trees, the oldest ash trees. They've been treated, and through the I never get their name right, the Knox County Antiquarian Historical Society paid for that, and we're very appreciative of that. Okay, thank you very much.
Thanks, Danny. And by the way, I was out in the cemetery yesterday, and the chimes sound really good.
Yeah, I think they did too.
Thank you very much.
We'll move to old business parking request for 4th and Main Streets. Larry Donovan. we'll just move that to next.
Okay.
Awarding a Ford Road Extension Project bid.
I have analyzed the bids and found Kern's Excavating to be in compliant with the standards of the bid. With a bid price of $191,900, I recommend the board approve Kern's Excavating to perform the work described in the Ford Road Extension Project.
And that's a Knox County company, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Great. Do we need a motion for that?
Yes.
Okay.
I'll make a motion that we accept the bid as presented by the city engineer.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Move on to new business. First up is Newkirk Pavilion Wedding Reception. You should have a paper. Yeah.
My name's Christy Jarvis, and I'm here to ask permission to the use of the pavilion for June 18th of 2016.
2016?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. See, that should be called the Jarvis Newkirk Reception.
Yes, correct.
That's what I would call it.
Yes.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Dan, you've got everything you need, right? Okay. We'll make a motion to approve the rental agreement of the pavilion for June 18th, 2016, for the Jarvis Newkirk Wedding Reception.
Thank you.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Okay, thanks. Thanks. Next is customer only parking signs, Brett or Dave Dawson.
Dave Dawson, here for my son, Brett Dawson of Dawes Force Technology. He would like to amend his request. He requested two parking places. He would like to amend it to just one. Okay. After looking at it, he thinks one will be sufficient. And it's on East Sycamore Street, adjacent to his building, between JC's and his building. His address is on Washington Avenue, 1502 Washington Avenue. But the parking would be on East Sycamore.
Okay. So, Chief, you see any issues with that, or?
No, I know that that's a highly congested area because there's obviously there's vehicle repair shops on either side, so I know that is a kind of a problem area for parking.
It's usually taken up.
Or Jim's Hot Fish.
I'm sorry, sir.
We were just talking about the neighborhood there, but it looks like.
Can we do like 1 hour customer parking or?
Well, I
the problem is, and I don't want to say it's all JC employees, but that lot, that street is always full, and here they've got a business that nobody can.
Bicycle Outfitters has a
parking lot.
Parking lot, right?
Yeah, they do.
Okay.
The problem is
right.
I'm a, I could be a customer of parking here. I wanted to park.
His issue is that he has some elderly customers, and his parking lot next to his building is kind of small, and they have a very difficult time getting turned around, and backing out onto Washington Avenue is just not an option. You know, it's just.
So we did a 1 hour
customer parking.
And then it'd be the business would have to pay for the sign. You understand that?
Yes, sir. We understand we have to pay for the sign, and then there's a yearly fee we have to pay.
You'd be okay with that?
Okay with that.
Okay. All right. So we'll make a motion that we, at the business expense, erect a 1 hour customer only parking sign on East Sycamore Street adjacent to the Dawes Forest Technology Building.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay.
Just one question. So that place will be reserved for his business, right?
Right.
Okay.
And then you'll have to pay the fee.
It won't say that business, but I mean, it'll be clear since it's there right next to the building. It'll say 1 hour customer parking. So.
And we'll try this and see what happens with that.
Yeah. Okay. If it does,
if it doesn't work out,
we'll come back. Yeah, that's fine. Okay. Thank you.
All right.
Thanks.
Next is Cars and Art Downtown Vincennes, Ann Pratt.
Hi.
Hey.
I'm here to request, we have a new event coming to town on Friday, June 5th. It's a partnership between the Red Skelton Museum, the Northwest Territory Art Guild, and the First Friday event, and the Vincennes Tourism Bureau. And we're going to be having a vintage car display down Main Street. And we'd like to request the closure of Main Street between 6th Street and 2nd Street from the hours of 5 to 8 p.m., actually probably 4 p.m. to have the cars time to get in there, because the event begins at 5 o'clock p.m. on that Friday.
See, the store is having a problem with Dusty with doing it 4 instead of 5.
I wouldn't want to speak for him, but
Right. Surely's down here.
Have the merchants been talked to?
I don't know. Have you?
I've been down the street and talked to most of the merchants, and many of them are aware of it, and they're going to be open that night and having special events.
Okay.
Some of them are parking their own cars in front of their own stores.
Right.
So they, yeah. I would say we've talked to probably 85% of the stores on Main Street, and they're aware of it and are participating with special events that night.
Okay. All right. We just didn't want to close anybody down.
And then also requesting that the bathrooms at the Pocket Park be open that evening as well.
Okay. So we'll make a motion that we close Main Street between 2nd and 6th from 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. on Friday, June 5th, 2015, for the inaugural Cars and Art Night, and also request that the Pocket Park bathrooms be left unlocked for the event.
I'll second the motion.
Hey, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay.
Great. Good luck with all
Thank
that.
Thank you.
Good luck. Next is Indiana Military Museum banner request. Judge Jim Osborne.
So you're doing a Civil War thing, huh?
Yeah.
It
is all good.
We tried that.
I'm here on behalf of the Military Museum and making a request for banners again this year for our regular annual event, of course, of the World War II event that we always have around Labor Day. That's been in existence for 8 years, and we've always put out banners. But since we've moved to the new location, we've added not one more, but another, actually two more events. The World War I event was on for the second time this year. And what's going to be new in June, the end of this coming month, will be our Civil War event. It'll be the first time for that.
So when is that event?
That'll be the 27th and 8th.
27th and 28th
last weekend of June.
Yeah.
Okay. And so we're asking for one banner, street banner location for that, as well as the two that we usually have for the World War II event, Labor Day weekend.
Okay. Steve, you have any other questions?
No.
Dan, you got what you need? Okay. So make a motion that banner be hung on North 2nd Street from June 15th through June 28th for Civil War days, and that two banners be hung across Washington Avenue from August 24th through September 7th, and then the other to be hung on Hart Street from August 24th through September 7th for the Veterans of World War II event.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye. Aye. Just out of curiosity, what was your attendance like over the weekend?
Pretty good. I think the head count was somewhere around 700.
Okay.
Good through the museum. So
yeah, we try to promote it.
Well, yeah. Thank you for the help.
No problem. Appreciate it. You're a good neighbor.
Next is Westport Auto curb cut.
You sure don't look like Andy Mizak.
No, he called me and he sounded like death warmed over. So I told him I'd do it for him. So, Westport Auto has through their engineering firm have sent me preliminary plans. I think there's a couple sheets here. I reviewed them, sent comments back, and from what I can see so far, they've amended their plans per my recommendations. specifically with the one curb cut. They actually will be having three curb cuts, but the other two are not on city property, so we don't have jurisdiction over those. But they've made the drives per city standards anyway. Okay. So when we do take that over, we won't have any issues. But I've looked it over, and I'm okay with it.
Okay. All right. So we will make a recommendation. So they're actually technically just requesting one curb cut.
Correct.
Currently.
On Hart Street.
Okay, on Hart Street. Okay, so we'll make the recommendation that a curb cut permit be allotted for Westport Auto on Hart Street as described and approved by the city engineer.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Thanks, JP.
Thanks, John.
Okay, next is Keep Vincent's Rolling Main Street Bike Lane Proposal, Dr. Alan Stewart.
And you're no Alan Stewart either. better, yeah, in many ways. Yeah.
My name's Amber Gerken with Keep Vincent's Rolling, and in front of you is a picture of what we were proposing for downtown. We would like to see the current two traffic lanes turned into one lane plus a bike lane. As you can see from the picture, we're not looking to change any of the parking. We'd like for the road to go from 6th to 1st. And from our perspective, we see an increase in economic improvements as well as safety with adding the bike lane downtown.
So, Mayor, in terms of doing this, I mean, this would require some additional striping and...
But my question to the city attorney is does this, would this be a 90-day trial basis? And then the council has to approve it.
Change it.
And I think they're working on.
Yeah. Currently, we have a little bit of funding, and we've requested some more grant funding to put bike racks downtown for parking. We've also spoke with a developer downtown that's looking to add additional parking downtown that would include car parking as well as bike parking.
Two space in the pocket.
But I mean, you go to other communities and they're about
the racks that we're looking at are an inverted U to be considered bicycle friendly. They only hold two bikes, but they take up very little space.
The only thing that worries me is that before we do all this striping, that the council, if they weren't on board.
We have gone to the Downtown Business Association meeting. The Merchants Association did get approval from them, and we'd be happy to go to a city council meeting and speak as well.
What do you think?
So do we want to make a motion that would be approving pending endorsement by the council? Would that be?
I can tell you I've received.
Still a 90-day trial.
Right.
And you've talked to all the merchants downtown?
Because we talked to a couple of them individually, but then we went to their meeting last month, and there was a vote, and we did get approval from the merchants.
Okay.
So since then, I've probably had 5 calls of downtown merchants that are upset that we're even looking at this. So
okay.
That's why I'm hesitant to go ahead with this without council's been on board, because I don't want to go down and restripe all this. And
right,
then
I understand, because of the expense if it's just a trial. I understand.
Yeah. It wouldn't be the first time that they didn't go along with their 90-day trial. So
do we want to recommend that the Keep Vincent's Rolling this get on the city council agenda and then
go from there?
Go from there. Would you be all right with that, Alan? Right.
And then I think we were under the impression that any change in traffic flow would have to be approved by city council.
Right.
So there wouldn't be any reason that this would be actually something deleterious to the city. Then we go ahead and get on the city council, and that's where
okay.
We really have to.
And yeah. I would suggest you get on the city council agenda and see what their feelings are.
Yeah, so check with Dan and he can get us on there.
Okay.
Great. Yeah, I think it's a good idea. And John, go ahead.
I want to look from the second to first and make sure we have room. I didn't know it was going to go that far, so I had to look at that block.
Because that's already a one lane.
Right.
It's one lane there, yeah.
Second Street will have bike lanes, right? Okay.
When it's completed, yeah.
When it's completed, it'll be Second, yeah. Okay.
Okay, thanks.
Thanks.
Great, thanks, Amber.
I have Riverfront Pavilion rental request, Shauna Whitshort. And I don't
see that.
I don't see that, Dan.
You have that, Dan, or? She's brought it in, okay. But you have that date and you're, okay, go ahead, Shauna.
Hi. I needed to ask permission for, to rent the pavilion on May 14th of 2016.
Okay. You know what the times of that are?
Starting at 5, set up earlier, and going to about midnight.
5 to midnight. Okay. Okay. Dan, you have everything that you need.
Okay.
All right. So we'll make a motion to approve the rental request of the Whitshort dash somebody else wedding.
Blaygrave.
Blaygrave wedding on May 14th from approximately 5 p.m. to midnight.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah, congratulations.
Yes. Just need a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
We are adjourned.